Up next, one of our favorite guests on the show. You know her for her great work, 11 seasons as Roz Doyle on Frasier. She's part of a brand new web series called Old Guy, and we're happy to learn more about it as we welcome Perry Gilpin back to the show. Perry, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's been a whole 2 months since we've talked. Have you been getting my cards and letters?
Yes, I have. Thank you so much.
Very excited.
And I love them all.
I'm glad. Put, you know, the artwork, I think, made them extra special. I'm so excited to talk with you about this series that's out now and streaming called Old Guy. It's a wonderful series, but just as wonderful, I think, is the story behind it. Can you explain a little bit about how this all came to be and how you became a part of it?
Yes, the Old Guy is a web series made by this production company called Five Sisters Productions, which is literally five sisters. And they're Burton. Their last name is Burton. They're the Burton sisters. And two of them, Maria and Ursula Burton, are very old, dear friends of mine. I used to have a book club with them and when we all first moved to L.A. And for years, they would tell the funniest stories about their parents. And their dad was head of psychology at SUNY Buffalo. And, you know, he's the star of this. And his wife is also the co-star. They play a married couple. They play kind of themselves in this. And they're just lovely people with their great sports. And they have something really wonderful to say. And their kids wrote an amazing script about them.
And Roger really did this. When he retired from the psychology department, he moved to L.A. to try to become an actor.
That's correct. I think he had been an actor as a younger man and then decided to go into psychology. And then they had five daughters. And so forget that acting dream. So that when he retired, though, he went back to it. And they told me, I ran into Maria, and she goes, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. My dad retired. They moved to L.A. He's been auditioning, and he's just on fire. He gets everything he goes in on. He's worked 10 times more than any of us have. And I'm like, well, that's wonderful. And she's like, yeah, but it's like, you know, a cadaver or, you know, like adult diapers and things like that. And she goes, we're actually writing a script about it. And so when she sent me the script, I just thought they captured it. You know, they got it. It was so funny what they were able to, you know, capture in just 20 minutes. The whole web series is like 20 minutes in total. They're little short episodes. But each one is a great aspect of kind of ageism, you know, in our business and how it trickles out to the rest of the world, you know?
Yeah, it's great. I've watched all the episodes. It's laugh out loud funny, but not very deep below that is the realization that, yes, this is what actors of a certain age, well, of course, actresses as well. It applies to everybody because Hollywood has these stereotypes and these ideas of what you can and cannot play.
Yeah, and you know, which is Roger's point. You know, I have so much more, you know, going on in my life than this. I mean, what I really do all day is actually really much more interesting than this. But you know, my character plays as agent, and she's a typical agent in that, you know, she's just the liaison between the actor and the job. She's not creating the job, you know, so she doesn't. There's not a lot she can do, and especially since he's just kind of entering the field at 80, you know, it's not like he's a well-known actor who's aging, you know, and people are, you know, they're like, why not write me more parts? He's just sort of fulfilling a need, which is what I love is that he keeps dreaming, though, and he keeps wanting to do more, and she kind of gets She kind of catches the bug, you know, for him.
Well, and Winnie is such a fantastic character. I think one of my favorite scenes is when she mentions that he's up for a Spielberg film. And it doesn't quite go the way he was hoping.
No, but boy, you know, she sets it up perfectly, you know. So good. Now, I thought they wrote a really, really great script.
Now, we won't name any names here, but did you base your characterization of Winnie on anybody that you know in the business?
Well, I kind of base it on every agent, you know, I've ever had, but also, like, you know, with love, you know, and understanding, because it's not easy to keep everybody happy, and usually people aren't. So I feel like there's some kind of agent school that you go to where you're able to deliver really disappointing news. You know, it's like being a doctor, you know, you have to like have a bedside manner.
We're talking with Perry Gilpin about the new web series, Old Guy. I loved Roger getting the part in with the ED commercial. That was brilliant. The adult diapers. But I think my favorite scene of Roger's when he was playing a dead guy and couldn't stop laughing in the casket and then even took a phone call.
Yes, the five sisters production, I mean, that script is so genius for that part alone. Absolutely. Because I love Roger's, I think his name is Harry in the movie, in the show, but
right.
Roger's good naturedness, you know, his sense of humor, I keep saying this word about him and Gabrielle, his wife, their contentment in life, you know, is their. This is a dream, and if it goes well, great. If not, that's okay too. You know?
Well, and doesn't he capture the attitude that all actors have to have in the business of being positive? And yeah, it didn't quite play out like I wanted, but hey, I got something. I'm excited to have this role. The next one will be even better.
That's right. Onward and upward, as we say.
Well, Old Guy, it's a wonderful series. It's available for streaming. And I understand, too, you're putting it out there for Emmy consideration as well.
Yeah, I was contacted by Maria and Ursula, and we made this in 2013. And in the time that's passed, in these past 7 years, their mom got very ill, and then their dad got ill, and they took care of their parents. And so I think that was kind of all consuming. And for some reason at this point, and I'm not sure what made them want to do it, they said, we're going to go all out and really try to get this out there. So I applaud that. I think it's great. I've always loved it. I thought it was great when it came out in 2013. So I'm thrilled that they're bringing attention to it. And what a perfect time for so many reasons.
We can use the laughs. There's no doubt about that. But it's also a good idea to be reminded of, you know, the fact that age is such a weird thing. You know, I'm 62 years old in a couple of days. I look in the mirror. I see
Happy
me.
Birthday.
Thank you so much. I don't see that. You know, to me, I'm kind of the same person I've always been. And it's so relative. But in so many businesses, in so many lines of work, you're judged by that appearance, and how old you are is also determines what people think of you and your abilities.
Yes, and in so many, you know, movies, especially like maybe Disney movies or Star Wars or Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings, you know, so often the people that we go to for advice and the people that we respect the most and the people that we want to get their approval and the spiritual leaders are very elderly, right? But it's always in a fantasy. It's never right. In real life, you know, like where you go and try to, you know, or you might go talk to grandpa and then grandpa's kind of a, you know, he's kind of treated like bubblegum instead of just the wise person he is or the wise person grandma is, you know, the Waltons had that, you know, I wish we saw it more. Frasier kind of had it in John, but he was not very old, but he was definitely playing a lot older than he was. But, you know, we need all the generations. We all need to talk together, you know, and then I feel like right now this whether to wear a mask or not, you know, that says a lot about how we feel about our friends who are elderly, you know?
Yeah, how are you seeing where you are? How's compliance with masks right now, because it seems to be pretty spotty and dependent on a lot of factors.
That's what I see. But for the most part, I see people wearing them where they should be wearing them. You know, but like a few times I've gotten out of my car and walked up to the grocery store door and had, you know, the kid at the door or someone behind a cash register go, "You don't have your mask on." I'm like, "Oh my God, I totally forgot." You know, I'm not, you know, ignoring it. I just forgot, you know, which is terrible. But when you see someone with one on, you remember. But if you don't see anybody, you know what I mean? I have made the mistake by mistake.
Right.
But I have no problem wearing one. Ice T put up the best tweet of all time a couple of days ago. He wrote, "Wearing a mask is kind of like an IQ test, isn't it?"
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so I can't even imagine questioning it. Why would you? What's the problem?
While we're talking about ageism, has what we're seeing now with television and more platforms through, you know, Netflix and Amazon Prime and all of this, is it providing more opportunities for women to get better roles? Because it's been history in the entertainment business that once you reach a certain age, those good roles disappear, in particular for women. You know, we see 65-year-old men with love interests half their age in films and television shows, but is it better now in terms of providing some meatier roles for experienced female actors?
It seems to be. It does definitely seem to be getting better and better all the time. But I think about what you're saying all the time, and especially when you watch Old Guy, and I just say that because his face is, you know, so old. And it's so much fun to watch it. You know, it's so fun to watch that face and all those years and all that laughing and all that wisdom. And, you know, it's so I think a little of it has to do with what we're used to seeing. And I think that, you know, anytime there's want to see beautiful things, but everybody's idea of beauty is different, and beauty can be, you know, it can be expressed in a lot of different ways. You know, I think we're stepping out of the old Hollywood like ideas of beauty. I think we're stepping away from that big time.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, because we've got old people in all our families, and they're interesting, and they have wonderful stories to tell. We don't all have supermodels in our family, so it's a lot easier to relate to Roger's character, certainly for me, with a birthday fast approaching.
Well, I just think he's got such a great face anyway. You know what I mean? It's always been a funny face, you know? It's just very full of love. I find his face to be so full of compassion. It's just got everything. You just feel like that would be a friend, you know, and I know that we make a lot of decisions about people within the first couple of seconds of seeing them, just because we just decide things about how they look, you know, and so maybe all the things that are going on right now will help us see things with a little more open mind.
That would be a great thing indeed. We sure hope so. Well, check out the series. It's streaming now. Old Guy, absolutely wonderful. Perry plays the delightful Winnie, the greatest agent in the world in this. Perry, it's always good. Thanks so much for checking in with us again. We wish you well. Stay safe. Don't forget that mask, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I won't forget it. And Rich, thank you for inviting me on. I always love talking to you. Thank you.
You bet. We'll do it again soon, I hope. Thanks, Perry.
Bye.